views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to talk about parenting. We're either parents dealing with communicating with our children, or the other way around, children, no matter what age, we're a child of someone, dealing with communicating with our parents. And it can be quite challenging. My guest today is Deb Schneider, and she's going to share her gifts of communication skills she learned from her own unique experience with her daughter, Reagan Aria, who was born with a rare brain malformation. Deb Schneider is an inspirational speaker, spiritual teacher, and the award-winning author of Intuitive Parenting, Listening to the Wisdom of Your Heart. After her amazing experience with her daughter, Deb went on to study the science and theories behind energy, and her mission is to educate and inspire others to shine bright. Deb is the founder and executive director of the Heart Glow Center, and you can look that up on her website, heartglow.org. It's a nonprofit charitable organization dedicated to honoring the sacred devotion of family caregivers. Deb focuses on bringing her methods and techniques to the world to inspire, promote healing, and enhance loving communication between people. And her book has received two awards. She had the 2011 Gold Winner of the Mom's Choice Award and 2011 Silver Nautilus Award Winner, which is fabulous. So welcome, Deb, to Voices of Women.
Thank you so much for having me on, Chris. Great to be here.
Yes, well, I always love to begin with people's stories. There's so much wealth of gifts in those. And I want to start, so I want you to begin with how you came to be doing this work, working with parents and their communications with their children and starting your foundation. But how did it all begin for you?
Well, for me, basically, my heart and my world, my whole universe opened around the birth of my daughter, Reagan Aria. I had been an intuitive my whole life, just, you know, one of those people who always were a little extra sensitive to things. So for me, it was not anything mystical or special. It was kind of who I was. But it took on a whole new meaning when Reagan came into my world, because Reagan was born with a very rare brain malformation with a super long name, microlissencephaly with a genesis of the corpus callosum, but we basically call it a funky brain malformation because all that other stuff is way too hard to explain and remember all the time. So Reagan came in a very fragile state, and we weren't exactly sure what was up, what was down, which way was going on for us. What happened, though, is when I kind of surrendered to the universe and just took things day by day, my own mother's intuition really went into overdrive, and it allowed me to communicate with Reagan heart to heart. And we're not just talking about little hunches and little things that, you know, made me assist and went to burp her and stuff. Literally, my daughter saved her own life by communicating what she needed when she needed it. So for me, I always called myself a skeptical psychic, so someone who knew that these things existed, but how. I needed to know how and why. So I went on to study a little bit about science and spirituality and how energy systems work, because I figured that if I was able to do this, certainly anyone could do this. And that, of course, launched me in my whole program and writing this book, Intuitive Parenting, to let everyone know that it is a teachable, trainable method that any parent, every loving person can do it with the other people in their life.
Well, how old is your daughter now?
She'll be 13 in December.
And that is
coming a long way from having a two-week life expectancy at birth.
Oh, yeah, that's so amazing. And you say she saved her life. So did you feel her reach out to you?
How that particular situation worked out, where we were literally in the hospital. Reagan, like many profoundly disabled people, she had trouble being able to ingest enough food to keep her going. So she had to have a stomach tube placed to be able to supplement her nutrition. And when we had the procedure to do that, there were a lot of complications, and we didn't exactly know what was wrong with her. We just knew things weren't going very well, and she started day by day really declining. So picture this, you know, me, mom, just exhausted and ragged and frustrated and fearful in the hospital with my daughter. This is now, we entered actually on Halloween and ended up spending many months in the hospital. But during this process, she just slowly dwindled away from me to a point where we knew, you know, she wasn't going to be able to continue on. Just she got more and more pale, non-responsive, not doing well. And we didn't, like the doctors just said, well, often when they have special needs, they don't do very well. And they weren't even really like digging around looking for something. So one night, here we were in the hospital, and I just surrendered. I just, you know, in a state of, you know, prayer, I just looked up to the universe and I said, please let me know what any way I can do to help my child, whether it is keeping her life viable and having her here on this earth with me, or whether it's letting her go, whatever is the best, please, please show me how. So I kind of emptied myself out, opened myself up totally to the universe. And in that state of silence, that state of pure openness, I heard her. Where before I was kind of getting guidance from who knows where, I was just getting like intuitive hunches and hits and such, I heard her say, "It's growing in my throat, Mommy." And I was like, "Are you talking to me, Angel Baby?" I still call her Angel Baby now. That's always what Reagan will be to me, is Angel Baby. And this yes flooded my body. Well, upon further investigation, and I had to figure out what that meant, what did my daughter mean, there had been a surgical error, and they misplaced a suture in her procedure, causing her esophagus to close up from scar tissue. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I would have never even known that existed, but she communicated that to me. The doctors were able to intervene and then save her life. And so after that happened, there was no turning back for me. She was able to demonstrate the practicality in energy communication, you know, literally life-saving.
Oh, that's amazing. And so, you know, and it's such a lesson in when we surrender what can happen, you know, and everybody, all of us have our challenges, whether it's, you know, life and death or just the daily challenges. It's to know, to hear these stories is so empowering, because reminder of that power of surrendering to the universe, of that there's a greater message here. There's a greater purpose that sometimes we're just not in tune with, and we have to slow down and pay attention and listen to that. So you, and in your book, it's called Listening with the Heart.
That's correct. Intuitive parenting, listening to the wisdom of your heart, because that's where we did. That's what we learned. Leave those open spaces so we can actually hear. Instead of filling it up with our ego desires or projections or wantings, we find that stillness and our answers come.
Well, it's so hard in our daily, everybody is so busy and we're so bombarded with everything that's going on in the world and the media, and it's, you know, we have to remind ourselves to stop, just stop sometimes, and pay attention to what's going on inside yourself.
That's,
you know,
exactly.
I think myself, it's kind of like, you know, I'm already, before I jump out of bed, in my to-do list, you know, and I have to remind myself to just take a moment and breathe and maybe do a little meditation or put my intentions forward for the day, because if I just jump up and start doing, the day goes by and it never stops. I just go, I'm, you know, that ever-ready battery, just go, go, go.
and I think as humans, we could all give ourselves a little bit of a break here. We've been raised, we've been taught to acquire, and whether it be skills or things, or, you know, so it's part of who we are as humans is to do and to do and to do. So finding that place of being is the best thing we can do.
Well, did you ever have, because, you know, things aren't always perfect, did you ever have to, where messages didn't come through real clearly and feel that frustration of, like, what are you trying to tell me?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's you know, my daily life and anyone's daily life, because even with people who are verbal, we don't always have the best communication, do we? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, my husband and I are celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary this year, and it's like, you know, even after all these years, it's like there are times when we really miss communication, even both being verbal people. So it's the same when it comes to energy, too. But I find that leaving ourselves open to the possibilities, we are much more expansive. And we can, what the difference is for me, Chris, is when I can realize that it's not always what we would want it to be. It is what it is. And that's the whole thing about energy. We allow our egos to just project so much upon a situation, we don't allow the magic of the entire situation to unfold, because we can only look at it from our very narrow perspective, just our own viewpoint. So the key is to just leave more wiggle room, and you'd be amazed at what you'll be able to discern from it.
Oh, yeah, so true. And accepting what is. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. And when we come back, Deb Schneider is going to share more about communicating with your children, communicating with your parents, etc.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Deb Schneider. And we've been talking about an intuitive communication style with her daughter, Megan, and Reagan, right? And Deb, you were talking about how you realize this is a teachable, trainable method. And so tell us about that. How are you training others to do this kind of communication?
Well, primarily, Chris, one of the focuses of my work is teaching parents and any adult. The work that I do is called Heart Glow, and it can apply certainly to parenting, which my book talks about, but it can also apply to any relationship, whether it be your spouse, your coworker, your cat or your dog, any number of things. It's kind of a way of being. It's a way of living your own life. So whatever roles that you then play and people that you have in your life, it's only going to enhance any of those things. So this is more of a self-development program. So what we do is we're teaching people how to be authentic people living through their heart. Heart Glow itself is, we talk about honor, empathy, altruism, resonance, trust, gratitude, love, opportunity, and wellness. So basically I have, under all of those little categories, things that we do that by following that path, we enhance our ability to be able to be intuitive parents, intuitive lovers, whatever it would be. So Heart Glow is basically living really tuned in, really plugged in to the light that is within your own heart. And no matter what you do with your children, at your job, you're going to do it that much better because you're turned on and you're utilizing your own natural energy abilities to do that. Now, tying it in with parenting is what's kind of so innovative about it, because we know that we know what to do for our children many times, but we don't kind of always know how. Now science is starting to give us those answers as why all of these subtle energy systems that exist within our own body and the body of our children, how they intermingle, how they interact. So we teach a method where I call it, for example, the field of intuitive harmony, which is where our hearts meet. So in energy work, a lot of people might have heard the term aura before, talking about your own subtle energy field that's around your body. So imagine, picture yours, and then picture that of your child, where those energy fields overlap. That's what I call the field of intuitive harmony. So just picture two big circles and where they overlap, two big hearts overlapping, that's the field of intuitive harmony. And when we're in resonance with one another in that field, that is when energy communication and healing is truly possible. And I talk about in resonance because that means when we're on the same beat, when we're on the same wavelength. We are constantly in communication with each other. Our fields are constantly overlapping, conveying information back and forth. But when we're not tuned in to the proper channel, we're not going to be able to appreciate that information. So the pinnacle of what I do is teach people to live vibrantly and to be able to live in connection and with one another, tap into that resonance with each other.
Well, that's so true, but you know, it's kind of like you have to be aware of that. You have to be aware of this energy field, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of unconscious people walking around, and it's this kind of maybe, you know, la-la land of not really being aware, being in tune with what's happening across the room from you. You know,
That was certainly me in my younger years, I have to say. I mean, when my husband and I were first together, we were, you know, like anyone else, just trying to do more, be more, have more. I have another son, my stepson, who's quite a bit older than Reagan, but, you know, we were raising him up, and it was like, you know, work hard to make your car payment, to make your house payment, to do, and there wasn't a lot of real living going on. There was just a lot of, you know, doing, and so, yeah, I went through, you know, really unaware of the magic that was just around me. So it's never too late for anyone. Let me tell you, you don't have to go through a kind of like a crisis that I went through, because, you know, that's what woke me up. A lot of people hear about that kind of stuff as some moment in time happened to wake you up, and literally for some people it's a car accident or a bonk on the head or a tragedy happening in your life. You don't have to wait for a tragedy to happen to you. It's happened to enough people already. Just, you know, listen to some of the things we're saying, and you can garner that information and utilize it for your own life.
So can you share some tools of being, of training people to how to tap into that energy field? Do you, is there some guidelines you can give people?
Well, certainly. In the book itself, we have two exercises in every chapter that take people through things that they can do on their own as well as with their children. So since we are talking about parenting today, let's focus on what the book talks about and how we can relate to our kids. So some of the things that I recommend for people is just even learning how to tune out of the external forces so you can tune in to one another. And some of that is age-old wisdom of making sure the television's off at a certain time, all the electronics go into a bowl, and everyone's connecting with each other around the dinner table. So it can start by just little simple gestures. A lot of people ask me is if the work that I do is only for special needs families, people that are dealing with nonverbal, and I'm going to tell you, no, it's not. It is especially poignant when we're working with families with special needs, because if a child is nonverbal and they find a way to communicate with you in an alternative way, it's powerful. So it has such a deep impact. But I have yet to meet a family without some sort of special need, whether it's a physical problem, a behavioral problem, or just even, you know, rubbing each other the wrong way and not being able to have a peaceful home. So I can take through all of my work that I do with families is very individual. When I work with a family, I kind of read the energy of the household, and I make individual recommendations on what can be done for people. But some of the practical stuff people could do right now in the next 5 minutes after this interview is simply getting rid of some of the chaos in their home. People know when their house is chaotic, like they can know just from the clutter and the different things. We all kind of know when we're not feeling right, not feeling gelling in our own home. Clean up that kind of stuff, organize stuff, donate stuff, you know, let the energy and air flow through your home. You know, start doing the things that your heart tells you to do that would be beneficial to your family. And that includes, you know, maybe it's a different bedtime than everybody else on the street, but you have to do what's right for your own family. So the number one task that I assign parents that I'm starting to work with is actually to keep a journal and to track their own evolution, because when we're working on ourselves, we can then be better for our children.
Oh, that's so true. And, you know, as we heal as people, as parents, that's going to affect our parenting. It's going to affect our relationship with our children. And so it's, again, about going and doing your inner work to be fully present, you know, as a parent.
Exactly. And that is done in a number of ways. In the book itself, we talk about the energy of touch, the energy of sound, the energy of love. All of those techniques work on helping people, again, raise their vibration, be in resonance. And some of the techniques are very fun and straightforward. We're talking contemplation, affirmation, meditation. Some of these, you know, we've heard about this for thousands of years. We know meditation is beneficial. And now we know it even, like, allows us to heal better, live longer, be more peaceful. So some of these techniques, these ancient wisdom techniques, we're bringing in because they all help us with communication. Many people relate to energy healing, like in the form of Reiki and other different types of energy healing. We're just taking it a step further into actual communication. And my daughter, Reagan, it's obvious, because she's nonverbal. Only she could kind of show us this way and do it in such a dramatic way that we're like, hey, there's something to it here. So I let you know, the cool thing about what Reagan's teaching us is that energy transcends intellect. My daughter, who's profoundly disabled, profoundly mentally retarded, can utilize energy to communicate to her mom. She can do it. We can all do it.
Oh, that's so true. And there's so much to learn in this field, but I think it's really tuning in to, you know, sometimes we sense things, but we don't know what it is. And if you just, perhaps one thing is to verbalize it, like, wow, I'm just feeling this way. You don't know if you're picking up somebody else's feelings. When you start to feel a certain way, you don't need to kind of take something on. I'm like, why am I feeling this way? It may not be yours. It might be the other person's, which could be a clue of what to communicate about.
Right. Right, and that's especially, you know, when especially people who are empathic, you know, going into a public place and not realizing they're kind of a sponge to everyone else's stuff. So I do talk a lot about how our energy fields work, what they're comprised of, what our sensitivities are, how people can protect themselves. So it's just, you know, introducing the mass market into energy communication, energy fields, etc., and how it can help you, just having these simple tasks and techniques can really help you in your everyday to day life.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a spiritual program. I've been for 20 years, and that's the first thing we learn. You were talking about the auras and the two energy fields, or the energy fields around two people, and when it merges, one of the things we teach is how to read someone else's aura so that you know what's kind of there in front of you. And to learn what's the difference between your energy and their energy. And you can learn this. You know, it's not, you don't have to be some super psychic or, you know, some we've kind of projected out there that, well, that's for special people who have those kinds of gifts that can do that. And it can be taught. And I know that you've taught people, so you've seen that work.
That's right. That's right. And some of the people I teach aren't people who would be normally into mind, body, spirit stuff. You know, they're people who are, you've kind of never heard some of this stuff before. So that makes it even more fun and fascinating is when, you know, it can be brought to a larger demographic.
Oh, yeah. I just think the effect on that in the world. We all learned this.
Oh, wouldn't it? That's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we could start political meetings with, you know, meditating or sensing everybody's auras.
Oh, that sounds great to me. They could really use it. I try to heal them through the TV. I don't know about you.
Well, yeah, you can do this long distance, too. Well, I'm Chris Danis, and you're listening to Voices of Women, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Deb Snyder.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking with Deb Schneider today. She's the author of Intuitive Parenting, Listening to the Wisdom of Your Heart. So, Deb, can you give your contact information and where people can find your book and all that?
Certainly. Well, you can find my book pretty much anywhere online, any major retailer or your favorite small independent bookstore, wherever you'd like, you can find it. Again, it is Intuitive Parenting, Listening to the Wisdom of Your Heart. My personal website is heartglowliving.com, and you can contact me through that. We have lots of different methods. And we are also able to reach me through my new nonprofit, which is heartglow.org. And I encourage anyone who might run a nonprofit of their own to reach out to us through there as well, because we made a commitment this year that now all of my work, it's going to be in service to the nonprofit. So I don't even kind of have my own private business anymore. It's all done through the nonprofit. So that's how I do my speaking, presentations, all kinds of things. So, and we certainly do wonderful relationships with other, whether it be churches or other organizations, that kind of stuff. So I encourage people to reach on out to us at heartglow.org.
So why did you make it a nonprofit?
Well, what we've done is, it kind of makes sense in my life. What we did is we have formed a nonprofit charitable organization called the Heart Glow Center. And what this does is it melds my work, but in service of families with special needs. So what we do at the Heart Glow Center is we actually care for the caregivers. I've, you know, traveled around quite a bit, been speaking about my book for about 2 years now, and I meet a lot of families out there, and I meet a lot of parents that are just burning out, especially parents that are dealing with special needs. So what we do at the Heart Glow Center is we honor the caregiver, whether you're taking care of a child like my own, or you might be taking care of a parent with Alzheimer's disease or some other very profound disability. So what we do is at the Heart Glow Center is we give micro gifts to caregivers. So for, it might be an iPad or a laptop or a sewing machine or a guitar. It's a way for a caregiver to do, have something nice for themselves that improve the brightness in their life every day. So, 'cause what happens is you often forget about you and your own needs. So of course the website will also offers holistic information, because that's of course who I am and my background, so you want to have different, techniques. We have links on the website for people to get access to services in whatever state they happen to be. So, but we've chosen to care for the caregivers. So instead of being like a make-a-wish program for someone with a disease or disability, we're focusing on the person that's caring for that person with the disease or disability. And we just launched this year, and it's a whole lot of fun. We just had a fundraiser this past weekend called the S'more Social. Of course, being in Maine and the summertime with campfires and all that. S'mores are pretty common around here, and we certainly love them. So it's a way for us to, you know, having that fundraiser, we're able to raise money for our programs, which allows us to help more people. In addition to the Harklow Caregiver Gift Program, we also have a memorial fund for pediatrics. So, for example, if someone wants to do an angel garden for their child who's passed away, something like that, we give small stipends to be able to do that kind of thing. I have met hundreds and hundreds of families with special needs in my career, and they are my family, and this is just a way of me being able to give back.
Oh, that is such a gift and such a needed service. I mean, I know, and I was just dealing with the last year of caretaking my father. He was in independent care and assisted living and all that, so there was caregivers, but it's still, when you're the family member nearby that has to take care of all the details of doctor's appointments and things, it's a stress, and having friends of my age that are dealing with parents with dementia or Alzheimer's or, you know, things like that, they're so stressed out. And on top of that, trying to live their life, you know, and juggling all these things, that what you're doing is so needed. We need to take care of our caregivers too, you know. So it might be important for people out there in the audience that's listening is to reach out to those who you know are taking care of others and give them a break. Maybe bring them a meal. Go visit them. Go to their place and sit with that person's who they're taking care of, their daughter or their mother, and let them go out for an hour. You know, just, you know, think about what they might need. It would be so helpful. But to have an organization, too, that's doing things like you're doing, that's just great.
Well, thank you for saying that, Chris. That's, it just warms my heart to hear you say that to your audience, because you're right. That's exactly what's needed. Our long-term goal is to have a respite center here in the Lakes region of Maine, where a caregiver can come for respite, but they can also bring the person they care for that we can be pitching in and helping take care of them while they're going for a walk or they're having a nice supper or something like that. Because I know for me, as I said, my daughter is currently 12, she's going to be 13. We don't go anywhere without her, and she doesn't travel very well, so which means we don't really go anywhere very often, except if I travel alone for my work and my husband travels alone for his work. So it's, you know, we wouldn't feel comfortable, like, you know, going to Honolulu and leaving Reagan behind, you know. So knowing that from that own perspective as a special needs mom myself, that's how I knew kind of how we want to be able to set up this respite center in the future, is give a place for someone. Yeah, they can get that respite, but then their person that they adore and honor so much, you know, is close by, is right there. So they can take the break, but then they can also enjoy some nice quiet time with the one they love. So,
And where is this center?
It's we are based in the state of Maine. The Respite Center is a intention, and we're holding place for it. So we just got to raise enough money to build it. So our intention is to have that in the Lakes region of Maine. If anyone's been to Maine, it's beautiful. They call it vacation land for a reason. And I have been a resident of Maine my entire life. I'm like ninth generation or something in Maine, so I wouldn't imagine having it anywhere else. But of course, our programs are available to anyone in the United States. So anyone who's interested in applying for any of our grant programs or whatever, just, you know, go to our website at harklow.org to learn more about what our current programs are and what we hope our future programs will be.
And I imagine, because now you have an intention of building this center, that you would love donations, and you must have a place on your website where people can do that.
Oh, yes, we would love that. Again, just go to harklow.org and they can learn all about it. And, yes, we would be happy to take your donation. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's such a need, and it's going to be more and more. I mean, you know, you look at the baby boomers. We're getting older, and, you know, so not only children, but the elders and the caretakers for the elders. And I know that's even a growing field of people who are working in that field now, because it's needed, and it's not going to get any smaller.
That's right. And it just seems so nice how all my life's work kind of has moved into this direction. And, you know, so we feel honored to be able to provide some of these services to families. And, you know, it's just a nice place to be. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds.
What do you, because you see a lot of these people, what is the most challenging thing for parents? What are they asking for?
Well, like any family, we get a multitude of issues. You would be surprised. It's not so much, like I said, people with profound disabilities. I'm talking with the average mom and dad who are dealing with a teenager who's just put the wall up, not speaking at all. I'd say that's probably one of the most common issues. Another is also the volatility between people within a house. So, for example, two children, siblings that aren't getting along, or a parent and a child that just, not only aren't they really in resonance, but they're in, you know, direct opposite, and it becomes a war zone. That is a very, very common issue that we deal with. And when we realize, once we dig in a little more, it's often done to those things that are unsaid, and resentments that have been built. So sometimes, for example, a teenager acting up at 14, they're dealing with what happened to them at 4 and 5. You know, that they've been holding inside their life a long time. So I work with families on how to communicate with each other. And it's not always easy because, you know, we as humans, we don't always want to see our own flaws and faults and things. And part of this work is really digging in. It's deep work, but it's liberating work because you can really see yourself as perfection in the imperfection. So even though we might be, you know, have a short fuse or whatever else, I mean, we're all people, you know, we all have our good and bad. It's being able to love yourself no matter what, accept yourself no matter what, and work through it and be able to change things about yourself that will benefit you and benefit your family. So, you know, we see, like, as I said, behavioral issues. Some of the stuff that we deal with most of all, of course, we've had a lot of clients who are on the autism spectrum because communication issues come about there. And what's been amazing in that is how much we learn from the children with autism, that, you know, they are the masters in their own right. And it's not always about trying to have them do what we as society normally do. Sometimes it's jumping into their world to be able to experience it from their perspective, because then we understand it a little bit more, where we kind of want everyone to be quote-unquote normal, when normal, if we look at our society, really isn't working out all that well for many of us. So
no.
really trying to look at things from a different perspective. And it's not throwing away any of your values or beliefs that you have in your normal life. It's just adding to it. I talk about having that heart glow be a glow of clarity around all other tools you've learned.
Well, you bring up a good point. Putting yourself in other shoes, that can help us in so many situations, because so many times we just look at things from our own perspective and don't see the other side of things. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we are going to take a short break, and we'll be back soon and talk some more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking to Deb Schneider, and she's the author of Intuitive Parenting, and it's about the wisdom, listening with the wisdom of your heart. So we've been talking about these family issues, you know, and that it's interesting, you bring up teenagers, you know, when they bring that wall up. I think a lot of parents, you know, that's when you tear your hair out, or that volatility or the resentments, and you mentioned about holding it in, and I think that, well, a lot of us do that. And if you think about, we may not be aware, you said it's something that happens when they were four, but we're not always aware that it's from something that happened when we were four. It's almost unconscious, and yet we're acting out from that place being 4 years old. Even now at, you know, 50, 40, 50, 60, whatever age we are, we don't realize that it's coming from those issues that never got healed back in a very, very young age. And so that's, again, that work of going inward to really, like, take a look at, where is this coming from? Or if you react to somebody looking at, wow, whose voice does that remind me of? Because it might help you in your day-to-day interactions with people now that you're, you know, having communication issues with, is to look at, boy, that triggered me. Who does that remind me of when I was four, five, six, whatever?
I think one of the interesting things that makes my perspective as someone that's working with families a little different is that I really kind of do take a strong metaphysical standpoint, in that we always have the power to be able to release our attachment to something. So in true metaphysical form, say something happened to you traumatically when you were five, okay, let it go. You know, we have the choice of how we want to process that, how much of a voice we want to give it. We should give it its time, you know, to let it move through so we're not stuck there. But to realize that it can be, you know, a lot of people don't want to let go of their resentments because they find it comforting. They wear it like a little cozy blanket because it allows them to be victimized. What we're talking about in a lot of our work, a lot of this HeartGlow work, is what you teach about. We're empowering women. We're empowering men. We're empowering families to live their absolute best lives possible. As I said, with your heart light on, it's a conscious decision to live in the divine flow of the universe. That's what I'm asking people to do, is to, okay, we know, we all, because guess what? We all have stuff. We could hold on to everything, but then what would we get? A bad back and shoulder from carrying such heavy baggage all the time. There comes to be a point where, you know, it is time to let things go. And, you know, we often hold on to things until we don't have to hold on to them anymore, you know, but we encourage people to go through that very safe, nurturing, loving process of, you know, give that voice, as you said, give that voice to what the problem was, to what the concern was, but move forward into a more empowered state and don't allow it to victimize you your entire life. Because what a waste, because then you're not truly living. You're always in that past, and you're not ever in the present moment.
Well, I think once you recognize, it's like getting that clarity. When you recognize where it comes from, the healing can begin, and you can let it go. If you don't look at it, it's going to be there till you, you know, kind of address it. And the thing that you're, the key is, yes, you, to let it go. And that there's energy work around that. There's a lot of healing work that has to happen. But I think one of the key things is forgiving yourself. And when you were talking, that's the word that came up to me is like, and it's not, it's probably hardest to forgive yourself, but, and to forgive, forgiveness is a state of mind. It's not like, you can't just say, I forgive you and it's done. It's actually an energy field, I think, of forgiveness. But I think more importantly, you have to forgive yourself.
I totally agree. And the fact that most of us would never treat another person as poorly as we treat ourselves. You know, we are so hard on ourselves that if we ever caught us saying that to someone else, we never would, because it would be so horrific. So we have to realize, you know, we need to be able to turn that love onto ourselves, nurture ourselves. If we didn't get it from a certain source at a certain age, we can make up for lost time now with ourselves, knowing that we're worthy and all a part of the divine whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what age, you know, you could be in your 70s and 80s and still do this, and it'll have a profound effect on your life. It's never too late to take a look at these things.
That's right.
Well, and, you know, given we're talking about energy, we're talking about these intuitive fields, and, you know, I know there are skeptics out there. What do you say to skeptics?
Well, I used to, you know, when I cared about that kind of thing, it used to bother me. I really don't care anymore. As I said with my daughter, it was just such a profound example, the fact that she was able to, you know, reach out and tell me something so poignant, important to her. It just doesn't even register to me anymore. It's, you know, I understand skeptics. You know, I understand that they're just trying to focus everything on reason, but I'm a very faith-based person, so, you know, I have faith that they'll come around, basically, when they have their own experiences, and I do still like the scientific validation for what it is I do, so I always try to provide as much validation to people as possible for what I'm talking about. So when we talk about energy fields, I point to the latest, you know, research from the HeartMath Institute, or we talk about something, because, you know, people are interested. It's funny how men look at a lot of this work differently than women do. Many, many women just relate to it naturally and don't really even question it. They're kind of like, oh, yeah, I've had that, or I can relate to that. And a lot of men want to know, okay, who, what, when, why, how, you know, to what this, when was the paper published, you know, this kind of stuff. So it's interesting how we all do it differently.
Yeah, but that's well, and that man and women process things differently, and you described it so perfectly, you know, because women are naturally intuitive, and we're not, and men are the action, you know, it's got to, you know, have to know the details. And the women are about process, and this intuitive, it is a process.
I get asked that a lot. Are men intuitive as well? Is there such a thing as father's intuition? And yes, of course there is. And I find fathers can be accurate in a very different way. Like, they get some really dramatic ways in which they're accurate. Like, if, you know, we've had stories of dads, you know, literally walking out in the back porch just in time to catch their child who's about ready to leap off, you know, playing too rough and, you know, keep them. So they just knew something was up and went. And,
right. You
know, so there's, you know, yes, it's all in our field of intuitive harmony. All of that exists. And the more and more nurturing fathers become in our society, you know, it's a role that's evolving where men are actually allowed to be more loving now. I think many always were, but then their roles in society might have kept that, you know, from being able to be fully expressed, certainly in my grandparents' generation and the generation before that. So as fathers are taking more and more of a nurturing role in their households, of course that's going to increase even more.
Oh, yes, I think we're seeing that more and more. And I was thinking, that it's, you know, taking that on jointly, you know, the mother and father together. But it now that brings up a point to me is you have the single parents and the challenges that comes with that. And it comes both ways, like with when you have a mother and father, you've got two people to deal with, you've got their dynamics to deal with, and if you're a single parent, you don't have that, but you've got the stress of being the only one dealing with your children. And so we're all in these unique situations and have to come to terms with how we're going to deal with this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the universe provides us with things that we don't often expect. I have a good friend. She's a single mom. And it's been amazing to see the number of, quote-unquote, uncles and fathers that have come into her child's life that are there in such a positive way and having a good effect on her child that wouldn't, they might not have been there had there been, you know, a father in the household. But just the closeness that her child was able to develop with other relationships with men, you know, friends and grandparents and things. So the universe has a way of giving us things in other sources. So even though there might be a household with a single parent, which definitely has its stressors, I'm not saying it doesn't, but there's also, you know, another counterpoint there somewhere that's going to come in and give you a blessing with it. So for every burden, there's several blessings working from another side.
Yes, and it's good to look for those opportunities and look for what's needed and you know, create that community that you need and the support that you need. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Deb. It's great to talk with you. Yes, I want everybody to check out Deb's website is www.heartglowliving.com, and her book is Intuitive Parenting, Listening to the Wisdom of Your Heart. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today, to spend some time this week in actively listening with your heart and see what a difference that will make in communicating with your children, your parents, and others you engage with. This is Chris Danis, and I'm glad you spent this hour with us. Be sure to check out our Women of Wisdom website, www.womenofwisdom.org. We are in our last moments of accepting workshops for our 2013 conference, which takes place February 14th, 18th. So email us, wow@womenofwisdom.org. You can get the documents online, but we have to receive things by September 1st. So again, this is the last call. So thank you again for being with us today, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you, and we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.